The Americans, voices of a people. An audio portrait of one of more than 295 million American neighbors.
I was born in Jordan. It's a little town called Zarqa. And at the age of 17, I've decided I've had enough of the Middle East. Came to America thinking that I knew enough English to get by, and my destination was Pittsburgh, Kansas. I find myself in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Not missing the town, missing the whole state.
Kasai Alhaj finally found Pittsburgh, Kansas, South Dakota, and the American dream. He'll tell you more in just a moment.
The Americans, provided free to great radio stations coast to coast, offered internationally to outlets like The Voice of America, Armed Forces Radio, and Radio Liberty, and available worldwide on the internet through a grant by a company that believes in the American dream.
Kasai Alhaj of Rapid City, South Dakota, came to his new hometown with $32 in his pocket. He worked hard to build what has been a wonderful life.
I went to college and in 4 years managed to get an electrical engineering degree. And the life-changing, the truly life-changing experience took place on June 14th, 1991 at Mount Rushmore. That's the day that I took the oath as a United States citizen. It's a dream that I was truly after, the American dream. Taking the oath at Mount Rushmore of all the places in the presence of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson and Teddy Roosevelt, it was frankly overwhelming that words such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness applied to me at that time. They were my rights. The neat thing about America, it gives you options. There's certain things in my mind that when I saw my father growing up working 3 jobs, 7 days a week, he worked around the clock, he went from one job to another. Shortly after getting my master's degree in engineering, I started a business. I mean, that's just, it's natural. It's a part of the American dream. So I started a computer firm and given it 3 years of my life, again, 7 days a week, 16 to 18 hours a day, and got it to the point where it was stable. And it's always been a dream of mine to be able to take care of my parents financially so that they can come up for air and enjoy life. He's still in Jordan, still living in the same village. So I called him. What I told him was just thank you for putting in the years. America has been generous to me and I'm doing well and I'd like to take care of you financially for the rest of your life. And you can just imagine the amount of tears that was exchanged over the phone. If somebody was to ask me, what's America? You know, what's one word that describes America or one phrase? I would say peace of mind. What really, really touches home with me is the fact that you have control over your life. You get to write the script for your own life in America. I have 2 daughters. I want my children, and I dream for my children, to experience the same America that I've experienced. Because America, to me, is so beautiful, and the glass is so full.
Kasai Alhaj, old-fashioned optimist, success story, and one of the Americans.
The Americans, supported locally by an affiliate of our national sponsor and commercial associates of your local broadcaster.
Be with us next time for The Americans, Voices of a People, an audio portrait of another of your neighbors.